we have to move on to the next segment, which is our local artist interview. I am so excited. We are finally back with these. And today we are joined by Colette. Colette, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I am so good and so happy to have you here.
I'm happy to be here.
You have got to tell us who you interviewed and all about your interview this week.
I interviewed Jenny Scara, and I loved interviewing her because I see her perform around Bloomington and Normal all the time. And it was really cool to be able to talk to her and really like dissect how she writes her music, where she gets her inspiration. It was really cool.
For sure. And as you said, she does so many shows around here. And have you gotten the chance to see her live?
Oh yeah, I think I've seen her probably 2 or 3 times.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. I've definitely seen her before too, and her shows are always so much fun. I definitely hope she does a show here soon.
Yeah, she really should.
All right, well, we will come back with more after the interview, but right here we have got our interview for this week with Jenny Scara.
How would you describe your music? What instruments do you play too?
I play a lot. Let me go with that first while I'm thinking about how to describe it, because I feel like that'll help describe it. But so my first instrument was the drums, and I started playing those when I was in like 4th grade. And then I joined band, so I was in percussion, and I learned how to, in percussion, you learn how to play like every percussion instrument. So I can, and they're not hard. I can, you know, bongos or whatever. The marimba was probably like the hardest thing. I know, because I was in percussion, I know how to play the piano. I'm not good. I don't have like very good finger dexterity. So I know how to play the piano, and I can learn a song. Like I can read music and learn a song, but it would take me a while. Yeah. Guitar, I picked up when I was like 15. I write all my stuff on guitar, and I play guitar on stage, but like I think I suck at guitar personally. I'm really good at rhythm guitar. Because I was a drummer, so I'm just like, you know, like hanging out, banging on the thing. That and singing, if that counts as an instrument. I play my vocal cords. How would I describe my music? Honestly, like genre-wise, no musician knows how to put their music into a genre. Neither do I.
Yeah.
I would say like it's like definitely indie influenced, pop influenced. I grew up listening to a lot of classic rock, like the Beatles, Bruce Springsteen. I loved Shania Twain when I was little, so like all of those influences are there.
That was gonna be my next question: who your biggest artist influences were?
Okay, yeah, it's so. Like it kind of honestly depends on the song. It's just like little diddles that pop in my head. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. So then I write it down with sound, basically.
Yeah, that's great. That sounds super unique, which is super cool.
Thanks, yeah.
Where do you find inspiration for your lyrics?
That is actually kind of tough because I've been going through like a weird spat with my like writing lyrics specifically. And it's almost been like hard to draw inspiration. But okay, actually that's a prank. When it's hard to draw inspiration, I always go back to listening to Eminem and this slam, I don't know if he's a slam poet, but he's like a poet. His name's Shane Corzon. I more relate to what Shane Corzon writes about, but like Eminem, I don't really relate to that. But I love the way that they structure the phonetics of their words. Like,
oh, 100%.
Honestly, like rap and poetry, like really, because that like really focuses in on like the rhythm of the lyrics.
Slam poetry is like rap in itself.
Yeah. And it like just, it focuses on like that rhythm of and timing of the lyrics and like the way that the almost like the vowels and consonants like make a beat out of a word or out of a sentence. And it's like so cool. So I guess like when I'm kind of struggling with writing lyrics, I'll go back to that and like listen to that, and then the next day come back to writing. And then when I approach writing a song, I don't try to like, sometimes I try to write about something specifically, but it kind of depends on what I have first. So I wrote this song called Operator, and that one I was thinking about Olivia Rodrigo and her song Get Him Back. I was like, how come Olivia Rodrigo gets to write a silly little song? I want to do something like that. So then it just popped in my head. It was just operator, operator, give me a hit. I've got another bad habit I've been trying to kick. Like, that's sick. So I took
like
that and then just like expanded on that line.
What are your future plans, music and performance wise?
My future plans are to, I want to do music. Like I just have so much fun with it. And like, I feel like I'm really good at it. And it's like, honestly, I really want to keep, okay, I know like it's the thing that I should do because it's the only thing that I consistently want to do. Like, yes. There's nothing else that I can make a career out of that I consistently always want to do. I don't know. Ever since I was a little kid, I remember being like 5 years old and being like, I want to be a rock star. Honestly, I don't like setting plans with something like this because I don't like to set plans and then have things not go according to plan. I usually just keep like, I have a vague sense of what I want and I like to keep it like that. Hey, I'm Jenny Scara and you're listening to my song Around the Moon here on 103.3 WZND.
What's your favorite memory from performing live?
Recently, we played at Montrose Saloon in Chicago, and my friend Jack, he plays bass for me, and he also plays guitar. His first instrument was bass, but then he also plays guitar, and he's insane at guitar. And in Operator, that one song I was talking about before, him and my friend Maddie, they're actually brother and sister, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Maddie plays guitar. So in that song, they both start out, like Maddie starts out on guitar and Jack starts out on bass, but I wanted Jack to be able to do a guitar solo, so during the break, right after the second chorus, I have them switch instruments and like while we're just like holding the beat and holding the chords. And then Jack just ripped the most insane guitar solo I've ever heard in my life. And it was funny because at first, like, he was trying to play and he couldn't, like, you couldn't hear him. And there was something like wrong with his EQ, his boost pedal. So he had to like, we had to just like hold down the chords and like wait for him to fumble around and fix it. And he was just like flying around, fixed it, got up and ripped this guitar. So it was insane. And he ended it like on the ground, like laying down. It was so insane. It was the coolest thing ever. Yeah. It was like, oh my God, it was so awesome. Like being up there and playing with my friends is like the best part. If I had like a band of people that I didn't know, I would be super bored. So yeah. it's really fun. My other favorite memory is the first time that I was hearing people in the crowd sing my lyrics back to, like, with me. I was like, yo, like, yeah, that was crazy.
That's like a huge moment.
Yeah, dude, that was crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
My last question is, if you could open for any band or artist, who would you open for?
I feel like it would be crazy if I opened for Bruce Springsteen. I would die. I would like probably like I'd probably die. That would be just so cool. That or like, I know that Chapel Roan has like drag performers open for her, so I don't know if that would like ever be really an option, but I think it would be super cool to open for her because we're both kind of in the same wheelhouse of like queer artists. I feel like that would just pair really well of like, she's more like, she obviously leans into drag and is like way more like, she's femme and I'm mask, but it would be a good, that would be a really good pairing. And I'd love her music, so I would just I don't know what I would do. I'd just like, be freaking out. That would be really cool.
Yeah, that would be really cool. How can we listen to your music?
You can listen to it on whatever you got. Whatever you got, I'm on it. And if you don't got it, guess what I got? CDs. So you can get a CD.
All right. Thank you so much, Jenny Scara, for being our interview this week. Colette, do you have any finishing points on this interview?
I don't know. It was a really good interview, and I hope she comes back to Blono soon.
Oh, definitely. And she talked a lot about how she wants to open up for Chapel Roan, and this is something I could definitely see happening. I mean, they would fit perfectly together. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. Two amazing queer artists. Like, yeah, that would be awesome.
Again, thank you so much, Jenny Scara, for our interview this week. And if you guys missed anything, make sure you check out the full interview at WZND.com under the local artist interviews tab.